Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. In today's podcast, we'll be focusing on a major question. Are journalists making fake news to sabotage President Trump? Before we get into that question, we need to have a basic understanding of what fake news is. Fake news is all biased. It is untrue information and is mostly used to damage someone's reputation or to simply make money off of it. Now, we all know that we have of the freedom of the press. The freedom of the press simply means that we have the freedom of expression through media, for example, Fox News or the New York Times. To answer the question from before, there are sources out there mainly that want to sabotage President Trump and get people to agree with them to be on their side. Most of these news can be found like on Facebook, for example. Now I will teach you guys about the freedom of the press and why it is important. Freedom of the press is the right to report news or spread opinions slash thoughts about any without any censorship to other people rather than the government making the news for themselves, and that's where a lot of manipulation can happen. Many people use this freedom as a right stated in the First Amendment. This freedom in the First Amendment is important because it has a major role in informing the public about public affairs and monitoring the actions of government at all times. As a wrap-up mention, I'll be talking about Tinker versus Des Moines. This is a historic Supreme Court ruling from 1969 that protected the students' rights to free speech in public schools. Mary Beth Tinker and a group of students showed up to school wearing black armbands to protest the war in Vietnam. The school ended up suspending Mary Beth and four other students and was told to remove the armbands and pass a preemptive ban. The students could not return to school until they agreed to remove the armband, so the students came up with another way to protest. They decided to wear all black clothing for the rest of the school year and filed a lawsuit. This was a four-year court battle, and a young lawyer from Des Moines argued the case. On February 24, 1969, the court ruled 7-2 and found that the First Amendment applied to public schools, and school officials could not stop a student's speech unless it disrupted the educational process. And this concludes today's podcast. Thank you for joining, everyone.